Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Miqat for wearing ihram. The Miqats are specified places in Saudi Arabia designated by the Sharia as starting points for wearing ihram, and it is wajib or obligatory to wear the ihram there. There are 9 Miqats in total depending on where one is entering Mecca from. Since most pilgrims enter Mecca either from Jeddah or Medina, we will identify only the 2 relevant miqats here. 1. Dhul Hulayfa and 2. Juhfa. As for Dhul Hulayfa, it is situated just outside Medina and is the miqat for the people of Medina and all those who wish to perform the pilgrimage traveling from Medina. As a matter of caution, it is preferred that ihram be worn in the mosque known as Masjid al-Shajara. In fact, it is insufficient to wear ihram outside Masjid al-Shajara except for ladies in menstruation. And as for Juhfa, it is the miqat for the pilgrims entering Mecca from Jeddah. In the case of Juhfa, it is not only the mosque there that is considered to be a miqat, but the place itself is also a miqat. Please note, the miqats discussed earlier are for Umrah at-Tamattu that one must perform upon entering Mecca. For Hajj at-Tamattu, which starts at Mecca, the city of Mecca itself is the miqat for wearing ihram. As a matter of precaution, one should wear ihram at a place within the area considered as part of ancient Mecca at the time of the Holy Prophet, peace be on him, and his family. Although, it is permissible to wear ihram at one of the new places built recently. The best place for putting on the ihram is the holy mosque itself, Masjid al-Haram, and it is recommended to wear the ihram after reciting 2 rakats at Maqam Ibrahim or Hijr Ismail. So one could put on one's ihram in advance and then simply loosen it and tighten it again whilst making one's intention for Hajj al-Tamattu in front of the Kaaba. The mustahab or recommended acts when in ihram. 1. Before wearing ihram, one must clean the body, cut one's nails, trim the mustache, and remove the hair under the armpits and below the navel. 2. One should perform ghusl at the miqat, but if it is felt that it will not be possible to perform the ghusl there, it may be performed at one's home or hotel room before leaving for the miqat. A ghusl performed during the day will last to the end of the night, which follows, and the ghusl performed in the night will last to the end of the following day. 3. The clothes for ihram be made of cotton and be white in color. 4. The ihram be worn after the noon prayers. If that is not possible, it be worn after any of the daily prayers or after the recitation of 2 rakats. 5. Make the niyyah or intention for ihram together with talbiyah. 6. Men should recite the talbiyah loudly. 7. The talbiyah constantly be repeated in the state of ihram when waking from sleep, after every salat, when embarking on a vehicle or disembarking, when climbing or descending, when meeting others or in the desert, and even in the condition of janaba or menstruation. In the case of Umrah al-Tamattu, it should be recited constantly and one should not stop reciting talbiyah until the houses of Mecca appear. And in the case of Hajj al-Tamattu, it should be recited until the noon of the day of Arafat. Please note, besides the above recommended acts when one is in ihram, there are specified supplications to be recited as well, which you can find in books of du'as. The makruh or discouraged acts when one is in ihram. 1. To wear black cloths as one's ihram. 2. To sleep on yellow bedding or pillow. 3. To wear dirty cloths for ihram. If they become dirty in the state of ihram, it is better not to wash them, but there is no objection to wearing another pair. 4. To wear ihram of cloths with pictures. 5. To apply henna before wearing ihram, especially if its color is likely to remain at the time of wearing ihram. 6. To have a bath, and it is preferred as a matter of caution that one must not massage one's body either. And lastly, 7. To reply a caller by saying labbaik, as in here I am. The haram or prohibited acts in ihram. As has been stated earlier, ihram is established by the talbiyah. Once ihram is worn, 25 matters become forbidden on the muhrim. These are 1. Hunting, 2. Sexual intercourse, 3. Kissing one's spouse, 4. Touching one's spouse with passion or lust, 5. Looking at one's spouse with passion or flirting, 6. Masturbation, 7. Reciting nikah for oneself or for another person, 8. Use of scent or perfume, or even eating fruits with a scent. It is also forbidden for a pilgrim to hold one's nose from a bad or a foul smell. There is no objection, however, from moving away from the smell. 9. Wearing stitched clothes by men. 10. Applying collyrium or surma. 11. Looking in a mirror. 12. Wearing shoes or socks by men. 13. Lying and abusing. 14. Quarreling and swearing. Swearing in the name of Allah is forbidden as well. 15. Killing lice or other insects found on the body. 16. Beautifying oneself, for example with henna or jewelry. The aqiq or firoza ring, which is worn for religious reasons, is permissible. 17. Applying oil on one's body, even if it has no scent. 18. Removing hair from the body. 19. Covering the head by men or diving in water for men and for women. 20. Covering of the face by women. 21. Being under shade by men. 22. Taking out blood from the body, even as a matter of precaution when brushing one's teeth. 23. Cutting nails. 24. Extracting teeth, even if no blood comes out. And lastly, 25. Carrying arms or weapons.